Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oliver Sacks, An Anthropologist on Mars. Seven Paradoxical Tales is a compelling collection that explores the extraordinary world shaped by neurological disorders through seven remarkable case histories. As a celebrated neurologist, Sacks skillfully blends clinical observations with compassionate storytelling, delving into complex human experiences involving autism, visionary blindness, and various perceptual anomalies. In this influential work, Sacks presents deeply insightful narratives of individuals who possess unique neurological differences, challenging conventional assumptions about illness, normalcy, and human potential. With thoughtful introspection and meticulous attention to detail, he depicts an extraordinary cast of characters who navigate daily life within astonishing neurological frameworks. This book examines how these individuals adapt creatively to their neurological conditions, turning limitations into unique capabilities. Meticulous in its narrative clarity and emotional sensitivity, An Anthropologist on Mars not only informs readers about neurological diseases, but profoundly touches upon human resilience, creativity, identity, and adaptation, highlighting the immense variability inherent in human minds. Ultimately, Sacks leads us to deeper meditations on consciousness, identity, perception, and the intricate complexity underlying how human brains shape our worlds, our experiences, and our thoughts. Written in engaging prose and possessing timeless insights, An Anthropologist on Mars continues to enlighten readers about the nuances and mysteries of neurological phenomena, inviting them into the richly textured lives of exceptional people whose tales offer inspiration and meaningful reflections on the nature of being human. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the perception of blindness, to see and not see. In To See and Not See, Sacks shares the narrative of a man who has been blind since early childhood, regaining sight later in his life through surgery. Despite physically having the ability to see after decades of blindness, the patient struggles profoundly with interpreting visual information and understanding objects, faces, and spatial relationships. The story highlights the complexities of perception, illustrating how vision is not solely determined by visual hardware, but rather requires extensive cognitive processing, experience, and the learning of visual concepts over time. Sacks emphasizes the neurological, psychological, and philosophical dimensions of seeing, and how perception is deeply entwined with memory, expectation, and culture. The patient's difficulties adjusting to vision after prolonged blindness forces reconsideration of long-held assumptions about the seamlessness and automaticity of sight, making us appreciate how much visual experience shapes our reality. Secondly, neurological diversity in autism. An Anthropologist on Mars, the title essay. An Anthropologist on Mars centers around Sacks' interactions with Temple Grandin, a distinguished autistic animal scientist who perceives and interprets the world in remarkably different, yet incredibly insightful ways. This narrative exposes readers to the concept of neurodiversity, showing how autism is not solely characterized by deficits or disabilities, but distinctly different cognitive and perceptual experiences. Grandin's exceptional ability to perceive details and patterns, overlooked by neurotypical individuals, underscores the unique strengths and difficulties associated with autism spectrum disorders. Her own metaphor of feeling like an anthropologist on Mars encapsulates her experience of navigating a world not designed for her ways of thinking, thereby enriching our understanding of individuals positioned on the autism spectrum, illuminating their potential contributions to science, thought, creativity, and society at large. Thirdly, memory, identity, and creativity. The Last Hippie. The Last Hippie tells the poignant story of Greg F., a musician with a rare brain tumor that severely damaged his memory, leaving him trapped in perpetual nostalgia and an inability to form new memories. Sacks explores profound themes of identity, consciousness, spirituality, and artistic creativity, primarily through Greg's perpetual recollection of 1960s culture. This detailed exploration highlights the significant role memory and temporal continuity contribute to our sense of self. The patient's affliction profoundly impacts his emotional life and musical creativity, demonstrating how memory acts as a cognitive backbone so integral to personal identity and creativity. Greg's condition invites readers to contemplate how deeply memory loss can impact one's perception of reality, personal history, emotional life, spirituality, and creativity, thereby challenging assumptions regarding normal neurological functioning and its ties to identity. Fourthly, color perception and artistic identity. The case of the colorblind painter. In the case of the colorblind painter, Sachs examines the intricate neurological conditions that cause Jonathan the Fisher, an established New York artist, to lose all ability to perceive color following a brain injury. This sudden shift from a vibrant world of color to a frustrating realm of black and white drastically affects his personal and artistic identity, leading to profound emotional and existential distress. Sachs elucidates how this acquired cerebral achromatopsia influences the way Jonathan experiences day-to-day tasks, his sense of identity as a visual artist, and his creative process. This chapter prompts reflection on how essential color awareness is in constituting visual reality and identity for artists and individuals alike, revealing the complex brain processes underpinning perception and artistic expression. Thus, it underscores the profound significance of color in human culture, creativity, emotional expression, and perception. Lastly, compulsiveness and creativity. The surgeon's life. In The Surgeon's Life, Sachs investigates Dr. Carl Bennett, an accomplished surgeon struggling with severe Tourette's syndrome, a neurological condition involving involuntary movements and vocalizations. Amazingly, Dr. Bennett experiences temporary relief from symptoms when performing highly complex and precise surgical procedures, exhibiting extraordinary focus and creative brilliance. Sachs examines the links between compulsiveness, neurological disorder, and creativity, portraying how severe neurological impairments may paradoxically confer unique skills, insight, or specialized capabilities. The story draws attention to the limitations and remarkable adaptability of the human mind, exploring how complex neurological interactions influence professional proficiency and creative ingenuity. Dr. Bennett's case demonstrates the human mind's capacity to adapt and thrive despite neurological impairments, profoundly rethinking perceptions about the interplay of neurological disorders, functional abilities, and professional accomplishment. In conclusion, An Anthropologist on Mars by Oliver Sacks is particularly suited for readers interested in human psychology, neuroscience, medicine, creativity, and the profound explorations of personal identity. Its insightful case studies transcend conventional medical narratives, providing deep consideration about what constitutes normalcy and how neurological diversity enriches human experiences. Individuals seeking to understand persons with neurological disorders, medical professionals, psychologists, educators, or those directly impacted will greatly benefit from the empathetic, intricate portrayals of neurological conditions and how people creatively adapt. Sachs' exceptional storytelling and scientific analysis grant readers compelling, accessible insights into complex medical phenomena, underscoring the immense adaptability and diversity of the human mind. The book offers profound reflections on identity, perception, memory, and consciousness, inspiring personal introspection and challenging accepted definitions of normalcy and capability. Unlike typical neurological or medical texts, this book seamlessly integrates compassion, detailed narrative, philosophical inquiry, and scientific illumination, providing much-needed breadth and depth of understanding about human capability and diversity. Purchasing this book is uniquely beneficial because it masterfully combines scientific rigor and literary finesse, making complex neurological concepts accessible and personally meaningful. An Anthropologist on Mars stands apart in its beautifully respectful and richly informative approach to neurological conditions and human potential. It holds lasting significance for readers who want to understand the nuances of human neurological diversity, artistic creativity, potential, adaptation, resilience, and the entire scope of what it means to be human. If you would like to support Oliver Sachs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.